2 Timothy 4, verse 1. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Verse 9. Do your best to come to me soon. For Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia. Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychius, I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first offense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Verse 19. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, who was ill, at Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends greeting to you, as do Pudens and Linus, and Claudia and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Good evening. Welcome to the Scripture, Theology, and Faith podcast. My name is Rocco Fontal, and the purpose of this podcast is to focus on what is separated: deep engagement with Scripture, serious theological reflection, and everyday practice, so that faith is not just studied, but formed and lived. This recording was backed up by 2 Timothy chapter 4, which talks about various things going on in Paul's life. It is interesting to note that 2 Timothy is often discussed on the Scripture. You know, 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed, and he's for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. It is a pastoral epistle. Paul was in prison, and at this time he wrote Ephesians, Colossians, Philippians, Philemon, Titus, and 1 and 2 Timothy. Now, this is important to understand because he was in prison for quite a long time. However, he's much to say being in prison. He talks about suffering and various themes. Today, we are talking about Demas. Now, it's April Fool's Day, and it's interesting to understand that sometimes people can joke that they lost their faith. Others can really fall short of endurance and really fake their walk with Christ, and instead shipwreck their faith. So while we discussed chapter 4 briefly, Paul talks about in the first couple verses to preach the word in and out of season, to reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For time will come when people will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. This is something that's talked about a lot in 2 Peter. Now, what's interesting relating to Demas is in verse 6, I'm already poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, and I have finished the race. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to those who have loved his appearing. Now, Demas, I mean, his present world, Demas is mentioned in a couple other places in the Bible. Actually, before we continue, Paul endured suffering. Do you endure suffering as a believer? I try to in my own life. I depend on the Lord Jesus, and that is the solution. It's interesting that Paul uses his pouring out for drink as like a drink offering, such as Numbers 15, 1 through 10. And he also used this metaphor in Philippians 2, 17, that he'll be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith and joy and rejoice with you all. And his verb of departure is almost described as departure of a ship by lifting its anchor or the breaking of a camp of a group of soldiers. So essentially a euphemism for death. And this is according to tradition where Peter and Paul die by Emperor Nero before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. You're asking, how does this relate to you? We as believers on this great Easter week follow Christ's passion to the cross. We too, as the Gospels say, bear up our own crosses and follow Jesus. Suffering's hard. Sometimes we question with the problem of evil. Why do bad things happen to good people? Sometimes, as 1 Peter and James talks about, flip to James here. To count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect. It may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So it produces fruit. Fruits of the Spirit and other means. So in your mind, you're thinking, how does this relate to Demas? Demas completely and utterly shipwrecked his faith. As it says, he loved this present world. Some commentators would say that his courage failed of Paul and those other martyrs. Now, Demas has also deserted Paul. He was Colossians 4:14 and for Philemon 24 says that he was part of it. So Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you, Colossians 4:24, and Philemon 24, Marcus, Aristarchus, Demas, Lucas, and my fellow laborers. Demas is not just an anyday individual. He is one of Paul's close workers in the ministry. Some people think Demas's shipwrecked of faith was an act of apostasy. Others think he went back to Ephesus to live the comfort life. While there are other Demetriuses in the New Testament, such as Acts 19:24 and 3 John 12, probably some scholars would think that it was mostly comfort. Do you ever feel like giving up on Jesus to live the comfort life? And no, I'm not just talking about wealth. I mean, just comfortable living. Like your normal 9-to-5 job that you have been so familiar with for a really long time, or enjoying going out and basically treating this world as if it is your kingdom. That, my friends, is very interesting to think about, because if you're living this way, it is not how the Christian life works, unfortunately. Christ will give you the desires of your heart. However, also means obeying and surrendering him in everything you do. John Chrysostom attributed Demas's departure for ease and security from danger. Polycarp, a second century bishop of Smyrna, said that he lacked the willingness to become a martyr. So he probably didn't like persecution. Now in this world, we are nearing persecution. You see in America, you see in other places. Christianity and the nation around the world are changing. It is interesting to think about how, maybe not today, but maybe some other time, there will be a time when people are persecuted. Will you walk with Jesus still, or will you run for the hills? Some scholars would say Demas was Thessalonian, in which case we understand from his books how the Church of Thessalonians, very interesting. And that Church of Thessalonica completely thought that the resurrection had already come. Probably for the sake of comfort, whatever was going on during that heresy. Are you like Demas, or are you like Paul, who continues to work tirelessly for the work of the Lord? It almost reminds me of Hebrews 6, except that it should be interpreted, and that's another conversation for another time, as a sanctification verse. Demas did taste the light, the fruit of Christ, and yet he left, but I'll let you figure that one out. Study it, get back to me. Now, for the rest of this passage, we see that Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia, and Luke is alone, is with them. but bring Mark. Now, Mark was actually there. Paul had a little conflict with Mark and Silas. However, Paul asked for him to come back, which is amazing to think about. And so it's interesting how, despite Demas shipwrecking his faith and loving the present world, John Mark comes back. And this is the same John Mark who writes the Gospel of Mark. Talks about Jesus' life and ministry. The passage where Paul had refused Mark was Acts 15, 36 through 41. However, a lot of time has gone by and he was nearby Timothy. And so with that, there's redemption. Even though someone like Demas could forsake the faith, someone also like John Mark can come back. Jesus did this with Peter. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Imagine denying the Lord 3 times. It's very convicting. And yet, Christ said, feed my sheep. Take care of the flock. Take care of the body of Christ, the church. And it's interesting what Paul says about Alexander the coppersmith. He did need great harm, and the Lord will repay him according to his deeds. For he strongly opposed our message. For no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May not be charged against him. But the Lord stood by and strengthened me, so that through the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. Now, from rescued from the lion's mouth is also partly intertextual to Psalm 22. My God, why have you forsaken me? Now, this is really interesting because despite his enduring trials and tribulations, and his similar to his redemption note in Philemon 2, the slave Onesimus to Philemon 2, take care of the charges of Onesimus running away. He said in verse 18, the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into heaven, into the heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory. Amen. Now that his final greeting is interesting. To greet Priscilla and Aquila in the household of Onesimus. Erastus remained at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, who was ill, at Miletus. Do your best to come before winter. Eubulus sends a greeting to you, as do the Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you. This is the first of many studies where we look at different people and how relevant the Bible is today. This past year, many pastors have fallen because of sexual affairs or financial affairs even. Many people have come back through councils and elders. And yet at the end of 2 Timothy, we read how despite the evil that's gone on, Christ is the solution. Grace and truth are the solution. So you may think in your life, everyone has deserted you because of you were following Jesus. Some people may have left because they're loving the world. Yet God has given you responsibility to forgive, to give grace and the truth, and to walk in his spirit. I encourage you to humbly repent and really obey God, obey Jesus Christ now and in full surrender, especially this Easter week. Till the next time, this is Rocky. Have a great day.